is a book written by Solomon, and Proverbs is a collation, a collection of what I call inspired tweets. These little short, pithy statements, concise but packed with truth. They're like a Jolly Rancher. You can't just bite into it; you'll break your teeth. You got to savor it. You got to wrestle with it. Billy Graham would read this book, a chapter a day, every day of the month, and it's 31 chapters. So you can get through it. The first 10 chapters of the book, first 9 chapters that is, are the intro to the book, and they're telling you, they're making a case. Listen to wisdom. Wisdom's not just something you download and you got. Wisdom's something you got to guard. You got to keep. You got to care for it. You got to cultivate it. You got to listen. Wisdom is worth it, though. Wisdom allows you to live a life well lived, a skillful life. Wisdom is a life skillfully lived, doing life skillfully. It's taking principles and knowing, hey, here's good, here's better, here's the best. Now, it is certainly avoiding sin and doing the law of God and obeying His commands. That's the bare minimum of wisdom. But sometimes in life we get these fastballs, curveballs. We don't know which way to go because there's no clear directive in Scripture. So wisdom is knowing the principles, knowing ourselves, and knowing our situation in order to do the best thing with what we have. All right, so last week we had a very sobering call to avoid sexual temptation. And we want to put those pieces together. Now, it was a father's advice to his son saying, avoid, run from, stay away from. And now we have, you're going to picture yourself, hey, there's a woman, wisdom, and she's coming to call us. Think about wisdom in the term of this personification. Wisdom's going to make a call for you. And wisdom is going to tell you, ultimately, that true wisdom is in seeing and savoring the supremacy of Christ. Now, when this is originally written, Christ, this is many years before Christ came and was born. But I would argue that Christ, from sin, has been coming near us. From sin in the garden, He's been pursuing us. And it's been in process. And so you see this wisdom described here is going to be picked up on in the New Testament, said, hey, Jesus is a personification of wisdom. He is wisdom. Listen to Him. And so here you have, it's like sitting down with Jesus and having Him talk to you. That's what Proverbs is a gift. Proverbs is a gift to us. To read through this day after day, it's like sitting down and having coffee with Jesus and listening to Him and having Him instruct you. So before we go any further, let's dive in to this chapter. We're going to read the whole thing. You'll unpack it briefly this morning.